Early morning on Saturday and a missile slams into a residential building in the Ukrainian capital. The moment captured from inside the building on a security camera. A gaping hole left in the building's side as Russian forces attacked Kiev from the north, east and south. Emergency workers arrived to rescue those inside.
We managed to escape. We were in the kitchen. We were lucky. It was a direct hit into the living room. My wife and elder child broke their legs. The younger child was taken somewhere by the rescuers. I'm looking for him now.
The attack followed fierce fighting in the capital overnight. People watched from their homes as battles raged on the streets outside. People have been urged to take shelter, though it's not clear where in the city is safe. Russia has said it's only targeting military infrastructure, but Ukrainian officials are accusing Moscow of hitting civilian areas. A convoy of Russian trucks has been seen rolling into Ukraine, but the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is said to have refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting he will stay and fight.
Good morning, Ukrainians. There has been a lot of fake information online saying that I'm calling on our army to lay down arms and to evacuate. Listen, I am here. We will not lay down any weapons. We will defend our state because our weapon is our truth. And the truth is that this is our land, our country, and our children. And we will defend all of that. That's all I wanted to tell you.
A man in southern Ukraine has been filmed standing in front of the Russian military. On Friday, President Zelensky asked Europeans with combat experience to take up arms to defend his country, accusing the West of being too slow to help. As the fighting continues, families shelter in hotels or metro stations, trying to rest whenever they can, while tens of thousands of others are crossing into neighbouring countries in search of safety. But more Russian troops are heading towards Ukraine. And there are warnings, including from French President Emmanuel Macron, of a long war ahead. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.